Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 23rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking doctors in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about a doctor's strike in Zimbabwe that has paralyzed state hospitals.
Junior doctors in Zimbabwe have been on strike for 23 days, demanding better conditions of service, increased salaries and allowances, and the provision of the necessary equipment in order to properly perform their duties.
The doctors staged a similar strike last year and in previous years. The government once promised to look into their grievances, and the doctors say all this has been in vain.
They are vowing to continue their industrial action until their grievances are met. Health Minister David Parirenyatwa has urged the doctors to go back to work, promising to address their problems when they are performing their duties.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, point. Kunjani joga?
Ngiyaphila ndo routine.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu.
Ngiphilile.
Yeah.
Lamhla kuya godola but ya.
Kungcono bisha.
Ngcono yeah.
Ya kunjalo mfowethu.
Ndizozo.
Yeah, hey. So ndoti ndizozo mkuru.
Ndizozo mkoma jonga.
Ka mkoma jonga.
Yeah.
So mkuru na mkoma same thing, eh?
Ah. Aiwa, unokona ngori mkuru usiri mkoma.
Ah.
Unokona ngori mkuru uri baba mkuru, baba baba mdike vari mkuru kwa uri.
Zvina
apa ndiri mkuru, ndiri mkoma.
Ah, good.
Mkoma jonga.
Yeah, kunjalo ke jonga. So, bazibaba mahle, lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokutshengisela kwamadokotela eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokule amalanga angamachumi amabili lantathu, 23 days betshengisela. So, kanye ngazani achisa amateki khona ngale bathi kababuyeli emsebenzini. So, ke sifuna ukuzwa ngabo ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolu. Njalo lani lithini esibhedlela nxa lihamba ndikubona kunjani. So sizokuthola abantu abaningi jonga batshela ukuthi hambani ngekhaya.
Mm-hmm.
Akula nto abangayenza.
Akuna.
Yeah, so sizokuthola amadokotela anikwa $1.50 nxa bekukhola allowance yabo. Imali yakhona bathi incane bafuna $10
per allowance.
Yeah. Kuzobuya ke iholo.
Imali yawa. Yeah.
Kuzobuya ke eholo bathi la iphansi. So bafuna imali
ephezulu.
So. Yeah. So kuzobuya njalo lama equipment bathi uyangena esibhedlela uthole kungalalutho. Ukuthi usebenze akula even oxygen.
Nonzinda olothenga mshonga kunzo.
Yeah, kumbe le oxygen ukuphilisa umuntu akulalutho.
Akuna chini.
So dokotela bathi bengeke wasebenze nxa kunjalo.
Ndizozo.
Kunjalo sithobe
futhi. Ah, ndipha ku muri kunzwa zvotaura nemwangu na Gibbs Dube ari kutsanangura kuti dambudziko riri muzvipatara rasvitsa vana chiremba kuti vange vachiramwa mabasa. Ndo ratoda kuti kurukure nhasi taona vachiratidzira maofisi vashandi vehurumende vachinyunyuta kuti zvino hazvina kutimirira tinodzokera kumabasa chete kana magadzirisa nyaya yezvichemo zvemihoro mari dzavanowana pavanenge vachita basa inonzi hanzi on call allowances vari kuti vari kupiwa $50 per hour vachiti dai akwidzwa kuenda pa $10 per hour. Tonzwa kuti mari dzemihoro yavanotambira vari kuchemawo zvakare kuti ishoma zvikuru dai mari idzodzo dzakwidzwa kuti dzinge dzichienderana nekurarama kunoita vanhu pari nhasi. Ndo zvichemo zvine vanachiremba. Ndanzwa Gibbs kuti tina Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya, vanove mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association rinomirira vanachiremba vemuzvipatara zvehurumende. Dr. Ngwenya, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa. Dr. Ngwenya, vateereri vangada kutanga, maybe you can explain in English to cover both languages, what transpired today and what forced you to take that industrial action?
All right. Tikuti isusu, mugore rana 2014, we were promised, all doctors were promised that their own call allowance is going to be raised from the current $60 per hour to an overall of $10 per hour. This was signed by the Minister of Health and Health, Dr. David Parrenyako, but this has not yet been done. I feel like that we were working under very difficult conditions to say you do not have the necessary materials, for example, gloves. So you have to be handling the patient with your own bare hands. This has led to a rise, or say an increase in the risk to transmit disease from one patient to another or from one patient to you, the health worker. We do not have adequate intravenous fluids to cover our patients who come in bleeding, especially in the maternity ward. Furthermore, they are being given expired nevirapine to cover the babies that are exposed to HIV/AIDS. So on the 23rd of January, we wrote to the minister to make him aware of these issues. And the response that we got on the 1st of February was unsatisfactory. We then wrote another letter on the 5th of February to say, Minister, if you do not avail these drugs and this equipment at the hospital, we are not going to be able to treat our patients with the quality of care that they deserve. And the doctors are already disgruntled and tired because of these broken promises that have not yet been fulfilled. The minister was silent from the 21st of from the 5th of February up until now. We are given 21 days notice to act. And then on the 1st of March, doctors said, no, we cannot continue going to work as this is posing a risk to both the patient and the health worker, as well as posing a risk to the families of the health workers. We then came up with a plan to say the only way they can hear us is to engage in an industrial action that is nationwide, that has entered its 23rd day, and up to now, no resolution really has been found.
Dr. Ngwenya, maybe you can explain for us to understand this. Who is responsible here? The Minister of Health, or the Public Service Commission, or other bodies in the government?
The direct employer of health personnel is the Health Services Board that broke away from the Public Service Commission in 2005, noting that health is an essential service that has its own needs and peculiarities. So the people who are responsible are the Health Services Board. And if the Health Services Board is not acting, then we report directly to our Minister, Dr. David Parrenyako. So I would say the persons responsible are the Minister of Health and Child Care and the Health Services Board.
Thank you so much, Dube.
Yeah, Baba Ngwenya, sicela ubambe konapho ke ucingo. Siphonga ukukhuluma nje umphiko omncane, just something that you may have interest in. We have been receiving information here that the MDCT is actually dumped Vice President Thokozani Khuphe, Mr. Abednego Pepe, who's the organizing secretary of the party, and actually expelled spokesman Opetikutu. So these people have been apparently opposing the elevation of Mr. Nelson Chamisa as the MDCT president. So now they're out of the MDC. And Pepe and Khuphe have actually been recalled from parliament. So we are yet to see what is taking place, Chonga. So, okay, Bantu, Zimbabwe is physically bigela. Ute esiku zuzileyo lapha ukuthi unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe kuzobuya umnumzana Abednego Pepe kuzobuya lo mnumzana Opetikutu kuthiwa ke i-National Council i-MDC sokumele bechaye phansi baphume. so ke hype sitheke sikulibikele khona ngo sibese siqhubeka ke longwenya sikhuluma ngabo dokotela abajengiselayo yekunjalo baba
ndisanda ndichapira hangu nerurimi rweshona zvaitika kubato re MDCT ndikudza kuti kune muteereri anonzi va Daniel Dube makadi va Dube
ndipo makadi
ndiri mupenyu munoda kutaura nerurimi rwipi
ndiri mushona baba
aiwa it's okay tongoda rurimi rwenge rwakasununga kwamuri taurai zvenyu
okay hayi ndine chirimo chine problem
zvese baba isindevele futi yakuluma ngeyaziva izvozvo
munoona ndirakubata nyaya mbiri nyaya yekutanga ndeye madhokta nehurumende kana ukatarisa kuti madhokta anoregedza achitireka kusvika 3 weeks zvino zvazvinotaridza kuti hurumende haina hanya neupenyu hwevanhu nevarwere ende kana ukaitarisa futi nerimwe divi tiri kuenda kumaelections vari kuti kune free and fair elections but kana vachitadza kugadzirisa nyaya nemadhokta zvinoita kuti ivo pache zvavo vezanupiefu varuze futi manini
varuze maelections halo vadhuve halo
halo
foni yenyu yanga yadzima taura henyu
okay pavarwere varwere vazhinji tinoziva kuti muzimbabwe varwere vazhinji kana akatadza kubatsirwa panofungidzira kuti anokwanisa kubatsirwa dzimwe pfungwa dzinomudza kuti enda kun'anga ende kuti aende kun'anga haana mari yekuti aende kun'anga because economy iri pasi ende hakuna mari even mabhengi mazuvana then from there zvichaita kuti vamwe vafe nestress yekuti anga asingafani kufana iyo stress iyo then ndoenda panyaya yanhii yaMDCT panyaya MDCT zvinoneta pamusana pekuti national council yeMDCT
halo
ichipedza gadzira chamis hello
yes muri kumboita muchidzima
okay ichipedza gadzira chamisa vachamisa vakazama kutaura namaikupe kuti no uya tibatane anzwisise kuri abvumire zvakaita nenational council but iye haasi kuda and kana ndichizvitarisisa straight straight neziso lepolitics iye munhu yeye anenge ane munhu ari kumupfusha kumashure kwake ari kuda kuti kuve nedivision MDC kana kuti tingati anoda kuita divide and rule yekuti kana akaputsa rimwe vamwe vanhu akavatora MDCT vakaenda kwake vanokwanisa kumuvhotera then zvitaro MDCT anokwanisa nealliance yacho zvese anokwanisa kupinda murumende like izvozvi zvinhasi kana mukatarisa nhasi panga paine nyaya yekuti ataura iye kupe achiti arida kujoina maimujuru zvichitaura kuti kumashure zvinorevari maimujuru ndo ngaichiita se ndo vanga vachipusha anga iri nyoka inoruma iri paichifuridzira nezvokuti vanhu vati ndimaikupe ndimaikupe but iye aine vanhu vanga vachimba maadvise
asi vadhuve ndingokupa hangu mubvunzo ndakaita inganzina Gibbs devils advocate asi ndisiri hangu devil pari kutsemuka bato munoziva sei kuti anofanira kunge aine kodzero yekudzinga mumwe ndeupi ipapo nekuti vese vanenge vachichema kuti akaenzana
panotsemuka bato mukatarisa handisi pane national council right national council iyoyo vari kuti iyi ndiyo ine masimba ekuti inokwanisa kumisa munhu basa kana kumudzinga kufana kana mukatarisa nyaya yemanhingi nyaya yenoizi yakaitika vanga vachiti munhu akaita noizi kana tikamubata inokwanisa kumudzinga munhingi mupadzi
saka kunosara kuine national council ndo kune masimba
national council ndiyo ine masimba
aiwa maita basa vadhuve regai tipe vamwe mukana
okay,
thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Dube, on the first issue, he said if a strike can go for 3 weeks without the government taking action, it means the government is not caring. This is not a responsible government, which is not putting the lives of its people first. Then on the second issue, the MDC, he's saying that I think the sacking of Ms. Kupe and, I mean, Dr. Kupe and these other two gentlemen, it's a positive development for the party because he feels that when a party splits, wherever the National Council is, that's the main party.
Yeah, so let's go back to the main topic of the day, yes. But before I go to Mr. Ngwenya, let's get to Ubaba Umhlophe. Usecingweni. Baba Umhlophe, kunjani?
Ikhona njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Amadokotela aselesikhathi 23 days, amathumi amabili lantathu bekhalala umsebenzi. Ungathini ngakhonokho?
Ya, loko uhlupha ngento nje. So ungakukhangela into zangkhona. Impilo yiyo eqakathekile before singakayizinto. Ngoba nxa kungakala madokotela ukuthi kuthi akulandile, idokotela uyabe iqakathekile. Kusekufanele ukuthi singakakhulumi konke esizabe sifanele sikukhulume, fanele siqakathekise impilo zethu fesi. Ngoba kathesi ungakhangela silanda ema-holiday. I-holiday kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo. So nxa kukuthi sesefika ku-holiday thinangakwi-easter yona la sesefika ku-easter kwampa kungala dokotela ezibhedlela kuzaba yini emhlabeni mbe empilweni zabantu nxa kukuthi uzafika wena ufike ugula mbe suyenze i-accident mbe suyenzeni sufika lapho ezibhedlela uthola udokotela abastrikile indaba engaqali bekukhanyele khonoko bebona ukuthi vele ama-grievances abo kuyini fesi
ye so nxa sukhangele wena ubona ngazani pho kumele lulungiswe njani udaba lolu?
Ya, udaba lolu, yona sile ministry. I-ministry athi ngeyani vele, i-ministry yalolu gatsha vele ngeyani, yona ikhangeleni. Nxa kuthiwa into ngizwe, ingani thuba kubekhuluma ngokuthi kube kwakuvunyelwe ngo-2014, if I'm not mistaken. So kwakuvunyelweni, kwakuthiwa kuzalungiswa njani. Kaba kulandele back to, kulandele i-history, ngoba nxa unika asobantwana phela lama amadokotela ukuthi uza kuphathela iswitch, kodwa umpromise into ongasoziyeni. Yabo.
Yes, so yeah, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mzala. Ube le mpela vike enhle baba Mhlophe.
Siyabonga.
Yes, so baba Mhlophe lapho he's saying that the Minister of Health should actually address some of these grievances. Because he still recalls that there were some promises that were made, you know, previous promises. So why not live up to that?
To those promises.
Yeah, maybe Mr. Ngwenya, yes.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Ngwenya can give us an insight on the government side, what the government has been telling you, why it has failed since 2014 to fulfill some of its promises. Hello, Dr.
Yes,
Ngwenya.
Yes, I was listening here while you were discussing issues that do not concern the SDS.
It was just a breaking news that we got and we just announced it, and there was no way we were going to avoid it because it's a breaking story that we got now. That's why Gibbs announced that there's something that came in as breaking news.
All right, that's okay. We have been engaging in negotiations with the representatives of the government, namely the House Services Board and the Minister. The problem that, or the challenge that we have faced the most is that the Health Services Board is not negotiating in good faith, claiming that they are giving doctors $5 per hour and totally ignoring the issue of drugs and medicines and special equipment in the hospital. Initially, when we asked them, they said that they had availed $22 million for the procurement of drugs and essential medicines in December 2017. But they said that money had been availed. Then where are the drugs, where are the medicines, and where is the equipment? We went on then to the issue of money, which really was not the main issue that triggered that strike, because the main issue was the issue of drugs and medicines, because we were seeing that was being a risk to ourselves, our patients, and our families. And then when we got to the issue of the money, they then said they are giving people $5 per hour of on-call allowance. We calculated to them using a certificate that was in their position. And they showed us, the numbers then showed us that we were actually being paid at the last 50 hours. So this was a standpoint to say, no, guys, we cannot negotiate in bad faith. We are ignoring other issues, number one, which is drugs and medicine. And then number two, you are blatantly lying about the number of hours that we are doing at work as well as the amount that we are giving. So at that point in time, we reach that censure. And then that censure is what is dragged this issue. It's dragged up to 23 days of a strike. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping there will come a point in time where they actually realize that they need to negotiate in good faith and address all the issues that were tabled to them.
Ndiboisa hangu mfunzo ipapo Dr. Ngwenya. Tiri kunzwa muri kunyanyotaura nenyaya on call allowance muchitaura kuti mari moda kuti inge ichisvika pa $10 ichibva pa $50 ipapo ku mari yemihoro yatingati salary yakasiyana here neiyo yamuri kutaura on call kana kuti $1.50 iyo ndo inenge iri per hour yako ichizoita monthly salary yako.
Aiwa zvakasiyana nekuti monthly salary is $329 ndo yandingati ndinowo. On call, you know, it's called the Canada action that was equal to the Maxim is the Chiesa Kutinjira, or area Angua, we are Pagatu. Do you want to know with the Nation Dashandira? Because no contact with the Shandi Angu, the Moya Angu is a second appointment motivation. Yakuti, Rukupu, Okama, Rikuti, for our and Rukit and Rifabasa, our hero.
Thank you so much. Ramba nyimuri parunare Dr. Ngwenya tinemwe mutereri tinamukoma Joseph makadi mukoma Joseph
ndiri kwa makadi mukoma blessing.
Ah, nasi maira samangona bachike mukati mujonga aba bachike ra blessing ah ndijonga.
Ora ndiri kwa jonga.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu I bachike remuri dzira ndatora musazomuudza.
Ora ita ndimutaurire.
Ndipe inyaya yacho kuti yakamira sei because muri kunzwa zvichemo zvatiri kuwana pano ana chiremba ari kuti ari kutambira mari neta $50 pamwedzi. Ye on call allowance ye kunge paita yatingati emergency yavanenge vachiita iye usiku maska makuseni then kozoti yawe pamwedzi mari yemuhure pamwedzi $329 ndichiremba uyu
ndingati kudira nachiremba zvakaoma nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita ibasa guri basa rakaoma chaizvo asi isusu sevana veZimbabwe chatinenge tichikumbira ndechekuti dei vana chiremba sezvazvo vachinge varamba mabasa vaida kuti vawedzerwe mari ikodzero yavo kuti varambe basa nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita rinorwadza saka semuonero wedisi vana veZimbabwe tinenge tichiti dei vana chiremba varamba mabasa saizvozvo dei vachigonawo kuzoti isisu sevana veZimbabwe kana tichinge tagona kuenda kwavari tine mari yatinenge tichigona kunovapa sekutsvaga maprivate doctors vagone kunotibatsirawo kunyange havazo varamba mabasa kudaro vasaramba mabasa vachigara kudzimba dzavo asi vagone kutibatsirawo isisu kunyange vakaramba mabasa vari kudzivashandiri hurumende but dei vagonawo vaigona kutibatsirawo isisu vana veZimbabwe tichienda kwavari tinochema tichitaurirana navo vachigona kuwana mari asi vakaramba basa kuitira kuti hurumende igone kuvawedzera mari nekuti hazvina kukodzera kuti hurumende ivambunyikidze kodzero dzavo inofanira kuchengetedza kodzero dzavo sana chiremba kuti vagone kuwanawo zvavanoshandirawo nekudawo kuti iri basa ravo ravakatoendera kuchikoro vakapedza mari dzakawanda vachienda kuchikoro kuti vagovatsakura pamhuri dzeZimbabwe saka isati tinenge tichingoseva ndiyo vana chiremba varamba mubasa kudaro vagone kubatsira kunyange mhuri yeZimbabwe inenge ichitambudzika kuti vawane rubatsiro.
Ndofunga Dr. Ngwenya vanogona kukupindura ipapo. Dr. Ngwenya, manzwa zvataurwa nemuteereri mukoma Joseph.
Ndazvinzwa zvimwe zvachona. Tinoti isusu kumhuri yeZimbabwe patakatanga strike iyi tanga tine masinia doctors atanga tasiya pabasa kuti abatewo varwere vari kunyanya kurwara kuti vaabatsirikane asi nekuda kwekuti hurumende haina mbotinzwaba kubva 23 January kwese ukoo takazoona kuti hazvibatsire kuti tirambe tiri pabasa nekuti kana vanhu vari kunyanya kurwara vachiatendwa uyezve vachiatendwa pasina mishonga yachona vari kungoramba vachingofa saka hazvii kubatsira iye saka takazongoti aiwa regai tigare zvedu kumba kusvika mishonga yavako kana mishonga yavako vozotaurawo zvemari asi nyaya iri pamusorosoro chai ndeyemishonga nemadhiripiwa saka tachikumbira kuti hurumende baimboita o serious kunyanya ministry of health ne hotels board vagadzirise nyaya idzi dzekuri ba zvikanzi vagadzirisa chero mamero uno panguva inoii taurirana vazvinyora pabepa inosaina vanogona kuzowana ana chiremba izvezvi vakuba
Mukoma Joseph ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa naDr. Ngwenya vachitsanangura apo.
Ndazvinzwa ndinovabatanidza kuzvakanaka uye ndinoendirana navo. Ezvii pachena kuti hurumende iyo pachezvayo yakonewa kuti ife mushonga muzvipatara uyezve yakonewa kuti ibhadhare vanachiremba mari dzavanoda. Saka isusu tiri kuchema kuti hapana here imwe nzira ingagona kutorwa nanachiremba yekuti vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe zvisiri zvekuti dzine hurumende nekuti hurumende iyo pache zvavo yafoira kana kuti yatokonewa basa rainofanira kuti iitire vanachiremba pamwe chete nekuisa mushonga muzvipatara. Saka hakunazve imwe nzira here kuti vanachiremba vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe.
Ndofunga ndopavambotsanangura kana ndavanzwisisa zvakanaka Dr. Ngwenya. Vachitaura kuti tinogona kunge tiine kuzvipira kutodawo kubatsirai asi kana tikadzokera kuchipatara hakuna mishonga hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Saka vari kuti hurumende yakaisa mishonga muzvipatara tinogona kudzokera kunoshanda. Thank you so much, Mukoma Joseph. Gibbs, can you go ahead and get a paper? Can you see my material?
There is a caller on the line. Mbongeni is Tole.
Okay.
What's the name of Mbongeni? Mbongeni is Tole, what's your name, Baba?
Yeah,
so I want you to go to the hotel. We are going to the hotel. But we are going to go to the hotel. We are going to go to the hotel. Nga utokotele azuza $329 ngenyanga. Azuzi calling allowance ye $1.50. Kuzobuya ukuthi nga ebamba ama patients kala ma gloves. Kambe kuya ngapi sithole konke lokho.
Kodwa ngithamangela ngibasoli mina lento abayenza inhle kakhulu. Ngoba lento ibonisa sethu ukuthi uhulumende kamnanga kwalovile uyehluleka. Angeke odokotela babasebenza besebenzela into engekho. Kufanele bahole doctor imali e-right ebonakalayo njengabantu abafundileyo. What happens njengokuthi iZimbabwe yonke abantu ngabasebenzi odokotela bona bayisebenzela into engekho. Hayi mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu abaqhubeke babonisa mpela abantu bonke beZimbabwe ukuthi lo hulumende okhona akanakekeli abantu akabhekeli imisa umuntu osebenzayo eZimbabwe. Ngoba phela odoktar yibababheka babambe wonke umuntu eZimbabwe okufanele ukuthi ngabe yibo abantu ababhekelwa kakhulu. Kwezezimali kakhulu ngoba abantu labo babamba abantu phela wonke umuntu uthembe bona. Babengasebenzi so phela abantu bayapha. So mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu noma ngabe sithele nzima abantu besifa ngokungasebenzi kwabodoktar. Kodwa baleli lungele labo igovernment le kamnanga kwakufuneke babhekelele kakhulu ibheke kakhulu ukuthi odoktar bayenzani. Ukuthi bakhalala umsebenzi mabengamamelwa abaqhubeke bekhalala umsebenzi.
So bangabele kube kuqhubekela
phambili MDC iMDC chamisa isebenze kahle kakhulu khathele ngabantu abangafuna ukusebenzela ibandla abaphume bahambe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Sithole ngakho konke okuchoyo ungathi nalokusasa mda.
Yeah, siyabonga.
Sibongele kakhulu. So that is Mbongeni Sithole. He says he supports doctors 100% because they are supposed to be well catered for. The people who went to school to do whatever they did. And at the end of the day, the government is supposed to support them fully, you know. And he says, your life depends on doctors. If the doctors are not there, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I saw this report that I wanted to read out, and maybe Dr. Ngwenya can help us on the current situation. This came out on Wednesday, that the Zimbabwean government said on Wednesday, it would not pay salaries and allowances to striking junior doctors, taking a hard line in the first big labor dispute President Emmerson Mnangagwa has faced since he took power. And the doctors immediately said they would not be intimidated and would not return until their demands were met. Dr. Ngwenya, has anything changed here, or the government is still standing by its word that it is not going to pay those junior doctors who impact on the industrial action?
Okay, I'll digress from your question a little bit to answer the last caller. The last caller alluded to that the current government is not really worried about health. What we are saying is really this is not an issue that has arisen in the current government. Like I said, it's dating back since 2014 in the previous government. So we are actually basing or hoping that the current government is the government that has shown a certain level of efficacy, and they may or are really going to resolve our issues. Then coming back to this question, we are saying this president say we are not going to pay doctors. Aspect number one, illegal, because the fight that we are at right now is a legal fight. We gave them 21 days of notice. We actually started engaging them on the 23rd of January. And so them saying I'm not going to pay doctors is actually worsening the situation, because doctors are already irate to say, if we are not going to be paid in April, then why did we go back to work before April? We may as well forfeit that month of April. They may even go back to say we are firing every doctor to try and make them huddle and cuddle for the post and rush to say, I'm going back to work because I want to be paid. But really, that is going to worsen the situation, because if you check all the doctors and they are actually knowing that they're not getting paid already, then it even worsens the situation. So we like to say we are not scared of any threat. If the threats are valid, let the threat buy the medication, let the threat pay the doctors, and let the threat see the family.
Yes, kodwa siyabona ke dokotela ukuthi nxa bengasoze belinike iholo lizaphila njani pho?
Ngabe ngabe besinikile iholo angazi, angisakuzonga kakuhle, mangichazele.
Ye, ngabe ngasoze beliholise baba Ngwenya, awubona ukuthi kuzahlupha abanye benu becina bebuyela emsebenzini sokuhaya izikoleni lapho?
Kuzaba nzima sibili kodwa okwalesi sikhathi sizakala sibambelele. Sizo sidinge eminye imisebenzi lapho esingabambelela khona, ngokuhambela imisebenzi lapho uyabe ungenzi khona lutho, ubukela abantu begula yesifa bedlula unikwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane abawugulayo yilowu njalo ufuna lokhu, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi akula lutho lokumsiza lolu lutho, yinto enzima kakhulu. Kusanjalo nje ukuthi wena uthi uyabuyela emsebenzini wakhona, wena lowo sitsheliwe ukuthi ngenyanga ka-April awusoze ubhadale, kakusizi ngenxa yokuthi ususiyasebenza amalanga angu-31 usebenzela amahhashi.
So lizaqhubeka kuphela vele yifayafaya, eh?
Hhayi, siyaqhubeka uhulumende eze ebambe sibili lapho okuqakatheke khona, ngoba kudala simenyeza isikhathi sesifikile esokuthi beqalise sibili ukwenza into ekhanyayo phansi.
So Dr. Ngwenya here is vowing that they're not going back to work because things are really tough, you know.
Mm.
He said that you can see a patient who is very sick and you know the remedy to whatever ailment that patient is suffering from. But you won't be able to do anything because there's no equipment,
there are
no drugs and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it hits their hearts, according to him.
Yeah, pakaoma. Yes. Dr. Ngwenya, takanzwa kuti makasangana nevatevedzeri mutungamiri wenyika. Munokwanisa here kutizivisa kuti zvii zvakasungwa ipapo?
Takaitika ndechekuti vakuru vedu vanonzi maconsulting ndo vakandosangana nevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika. Vadzoka kwatiri vakaudza zvipo zvipei isusu vamiriri vamuwana chiremba kuti pane zvasungwa ikoko. Ikati aiwa, kana pane chasungwa tinoziva kuti mutungamiriri wenyika kana kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika munhu anoshaisa yatinoti professionalism. Saka kana zviriko zvasungwa ikoko zvinonyorwa pasi tizvione, nekuti tanga taudza mamembers vedu vatinomirira kuti aiwa, pane zvasungwa zvakamira zvakadai se zvitanzine mamembers zvakanyogwa zvacho zviriki, nekuti taane nguva zviga zvakasungwa zvisina kugadzirwa. Tangomirirawo kuti kana pane zvakanyorwa tione, tiongorore kuti ndizvo here zvatainyanya kuchema nezvazvo, kana zvirizvo tosainyirana pasi todzokera kumba.
Thank you so much Dr. Ngwenya. Regai timbotora muteereri tozodzoka kwamuri. Tine muteereri mukoma Brighton. Makadii mukoma Brighton?
Ndiri pano makadii mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa, ndiri mupenyu, muri kupi?
Ndiri ku Harare.
Muri muHarare. Aiwa, pindai muchirongwa kungoitira tizive kuti kana maakutsanangura tinowana kapicture kekuti vari kutaura kuti pachipatara chepagomo chakavharwa, tobva tangoona gomo kuti apo.
Ano inye kaifa iyo ni utinye utano inye ka iyo tano kushisho. Uya dufunga ini sikubona kwangu ngata une chimbimu. Nesu kutipale ya mendi edu wa isi rigu na sapushanda kese. Rigu wa warikuti miri ya mbibu. Pale ya mendi. Kwa choti urumende tututa wala mapale ya mendari ya ziya. Tuu wanufano honga wa chito sikati. Ini ndio wanofanya honga wa chito gara mchiko na ila komandu. Ndiyo zita sei. Kwa hizo mariza kaa zoka kaa hizi nga zingo puwa kama dokta ya ya. Ndiyo ye training yao zishua wa komandu wa waru trainer za kawa marara za kawa zika hizi. Wamwe waka elu sa South Africa presidential nandzi presidential scholarship.
Scholarship.
Asma doctors, iyo hawa wari kutrena, wari papa, wari kutrena, wasina kana anything. Sutanga. Saka, izu zezu, ende wari kuenda yo one presidential scholarship, wari kubo wangu yenda za wana kana hivi ni wanotarisi. So, parliament yedu, apana chime chindikari, chidi urumende tutara ma parliamentari yedu. Katingo ibu wawona kuti wanu, iyo hawa wari kuite.
Saka imi chamuno kurudzira chii kuti parliament iite nekuti kana tingoti haina zvairi kuita zvii zvamuno kurudzira imi
isu kana vachitizo inonzi power triangle inofanira kunge iri equilateral triangle kwete isosceles yekuti yakawandira kuzira kai the arm is not doing its other work. So the other issues and do not my doctors are going to go to my street. Go parliament, they are going to be in the house. Because even the budget, they can change even the budget. You, but if you're in my room, you're my doctors. Why can't the parliament do that? Why should they wait for the executive?
Thank you so much, Mkoma Brighton Maita Bas.
Yes, not the woman. They are in the shower, but there's no who can say woman. I mean, it is not a government.
Ndo saka tichivati mutungamiri wenyika kana mutungamiri wehurumende.
Ndo mutungamiri ka. Asi should be accountable to other people. And those people kana vasinga kubvunze iwewe anongoita kazvaanofunga.
Ndizvozvo.
Our parliament should give his go and sit there tomorrow otaura kuti mune mari muipai madoctors. Finish zvapera end of story.
Iyo ipfungwa yakanaka regai tigonzwa vamwe vateereri naivo pamwe chete Dr. Ngwenya kuti vanotambirawo sei nyaya iyo. Gibbs, Mukoma Brighton is saying.
Uye zvandaona kuti nditaurirewo Mukoma Jonga. Training school kwavo kwavanenge vachitrain. I mean, government should. They can give what kupa ma presidential scholarship. Wakomana wari kunoita whatever, ma degrees, whatever, ndiziva hangu mangu. Pane mangu ma degrees are a bit minor. As it is as important as the health sector. Wakomana wanafono wangu wachigara yopaya. Wamu watu wanuta commit every day. Achitrain afutiari, and achibatila afutiko kuyo. I mean, what is the government doing about one training? We want everything to be perfect everywhere in the health sector. Those are no funga in it. And our parliamentarians should be, they are the ones who take every bit of that problem.
Oh, thank you so much, Mukoma. Yes, he's saying that the parliamentarians are to blame, yeah, because in terms of, say, the budget, they can sit and change the budget and allocate more money to the health sector so that these doctors are covered. And also he's saying that the government also should consider the training these doctors go through. Gave an example of some who get scholarships to go to South Africa, though he's saying that some of those people will be doing minor degrees as compared to medicine. So he's saying the government should also take into consideration all those cases and make sure that doctors are catered for.
And of course, we've been trying to get hold of Dr. David Paranyatwa, and we're told that he's not responding to his calls. We are also trying to reach Dr. Ruth Laporte, the chairperson of the Health Parliamentary Committee. Hopefully, we're going to get them. Ngakanye ndawo ngithatha babo Mashongani. Ecingweni, babo Mashongani, kunjani babo?
Kona.
Yeah, akuchuti wena indaba leyo ibona njani? Amadokotela sele 23 days mashongani bengaye emsebenzini bathi hayi bantu kulukhulu ukubukela abantu besifa wona ukwazi ukuthi kumele wenzeni kodwa awula equipment awula lutho.
Ikinga ngithi uyabona ukuthi nabo isikhathi lesa umnangagwa into le angayicabangi uyakhumbula isikhathi lesi bathi bamfakele ijef ukudleni umbonile ukuthi naye ufulayile ugijime kakhulu abona ukuthi ngizofela khona la ubonile ukuthi impilo icakathekile yena khona manje so uyadula uphilile kahle ma ive angagula manje angafulaya aye khona le ko-China le manje heyi hayi ikinga yilapha heyi ayilunganga imayisoko kusho ukuthi abanandaba nomuntu but ngifuna ukungena le yokuqothiwa kwabanye abantu
le yes ingakangeni kuyena leyo leyo ngoba lamuntu ayi-side bar so khona kokuthi amadokotela abe lokhu ejengisela abantu bezama ukuya ezibhedlela bengatholi ukwelatshwa pho ubona zani kungalungiswa njani kodwa kona ngombono wakho
into le ngiyibona kuyafana namhlanje kunomunye umuntu oyangifonela ukuthi usesibhedlela i-side yechiredi yesikhombezi athi bathi amaphilisi akunanex akunalutho lapha esibhedlela manje kuyafana if angaye khona esibhedlela khona manje so uphumile ukuyela ekhaya because i-medicine ayikho manje ama kunjalo kunzima because angithi ngitshela ukuthi umnangagwa isikhathi bamfakela Jeff yena ubonile ukuthi impilo yethu athi heyi ngigibezeni manje ngihambe before ngife manje uphilile manje angeke asayingena uyabona ukuthi hawa
hayi siyakuzwa ye so liyana enye ngiyakunika 15 seconds bongiphosa elincane ngaliyana enye ngoba ayisile udaba esingalo lapho.
Okay, uyabona ukuthi into le yenzeke lapho bamoshe kakhulu abathi abaxotshiwe but ngizokufanisela la e-South Africa mina ngihlala la e-South Africa la manje i-ANC ixotshe uJulius Malema last 2016 khona manje se bayakhala bathi lo muntu uxotshiwe kanjani ngoba se siyadliwa izinto azihambi kahle manje lapho bamoshe kakhulu abafuzi abantu abaxotshiwe ephatini. Manje manje ngisiyela ikomo ngithi ngibonela ikomo zami lapha umuntu akazilisa uya lwaba azigcina se uyagula nyana mangithi sengiyazifuna so ufikile ukuthi azigcine lwaba azibina wena usafuni nazo ikinga le imosheke kakhulu lapha kusho ukuthi ma ukuthi baxotshiwe nathi siqotshiwe even ingana i-idea khona le nami bangixotshile nami angeke ngikhona uyabona ngizokufanisela kufana nabo washimeni ngakho wenza icoalition nomuntu kanjalo bazokhomplena uthola ukuthi iwinile bazoqoshwa nawo nabo uthenda ibit wonke bazoqoshwa bona
awubona ke siyabonga mashongane ungadina kusasa ba
thank
you. Yeah, so on the issue of the health services in Zimbabwe he says you know the authorities don't care about common people. So he gave an example of President Mnangagwa. He says he flew out of the country when he claimed that he was poisoned while he was attending a Gwanda rally. So he says, that's what they do. They fly out of the country whenever they want some anodynes and other things. They just go out and get that kind of treatment. That's why, according to him, they're not addressing this kind of basic problem that is affecting doctors.
But you know,
so he says they won't do it.
If I'm to give them an advice, make sure that these people who vote for you have good health. So that they can vote for you.
Yeah. Because when somebody is ailing, you can end up putting an X in the wrong box, right?
Yeah, even not going there.
Yeah.
You need
because
someone
we're hungry.
Yeah, you need someone to carry in a wheelbarrow to take you to the police station.
Yeah, it's really hurting. So ngizokuthola silo call lapha. Sizo kuthi silo bani ecweni. Yeah, mfowethu kunjani?
Khona futhi ngiyeza mpela liyahlaziya lapha emoyeni.
Yeah, ngikhuluma lo bani mzali.
Kulima lo mzizi.
Ye, akutsho ke mfowethu ukuthi wena nxa usubona udaba iradio yakho ungani phezulu kakhulu iyehlise.
Iradio okay.
Ye, yehlise sibili ngoba uyasilimaza indlela.
Okay.
Ngiswenze njalo.
Senzenze njalo.
Ha, ubone ke. So udaba lwamadokotela ulibona njani? Uyehlise futhi lokhu izwakala baba, lokhu izwakala. Ye, ayehlise futhi nxa unesihlobo sakho. Tuzan lawe kona. Yenza njalo. Ye, odokotela bayakhala lapha bathi babuyele emsebenzini ngoba kuyabahlupha lokho.
Odokotela lekha bengakithi.
Baba.
Odokotela bangakithi leZimbabwe.
Ye, abeZimbabwe bakhala lomsebenzini bathi ha. Abazuzi ikhole elihle njalo abala equipment zokusebenzisa imshina le lama gloves bok
lelo liqinisa abalishoyo vele lengakithi ayikho nje into ehamba kahle sikhuluma kunje lami ngikhulele ngumkhulu waze washona kusho ukuthi ngahamba naye laphana esibhedlela sempilo umkhulu waze kwasa sihambe naye ntambama kwaze kwasa bengamthintanga nabantu waze washonaumuntu omdala masizwa khanye ngathi labantu mhlawumbe sebedlelana lama-beral society kusho ukuthi kufa komuntu sekulidelini ufilasana into esatisayo leyo okuthi kambe ukufa komuntu sokungasenduki ibhizinisi.
So kuthi ama-beral society sesebenzela esibhedlela?
Ya, sebenobudlelwano labantu bezibhedlela lapho ukuthi ma ngabe mhlawumbe kufuna umuntu sebesazi ukuthi hayi imali singenile into lelo liqiniso elaziwa ngubani nobani kuphela nje thina abantu bangayikithi emathekelendi sinovalo ngoba vele inkululeko siyiza nje ngegama kodwa kahle kahle vele into esingakayiboni-ke thina le ebizwa nkululeko sithi kwaba-1913 nawo siyayihluphekela sise-South Africa kungenjalo sikhululekile kambe ngayini esingabe siyifuna la eMzantsi Afrika.
Ye siyakuzo pho-ke kulungiswa njani uhlupho lolo?
Eyi ayezilongi labantu bempumalanga kuyiba baphethiwa njengoba nje besemandleni isizwe sakithi ngapha isicelele kamthakazi kandaba vele sisenkingeni kwakukahle nje ma ngawo kwavunyingana leyo nto ukuthi thina siyimele soda ngapha ezamandebele ngoba laphana thina nje lizaba nje kuphela labantu bahola balandaba nathi yithi nje uJoshua Nkomo wasiya emnyameni laphana nje wahlanganisa izinto ezingahlangani ngala baholi vele thina ngabafikakile nje fana leyo fana nje lobunyoni obudobha imvuthuluka phansi kwamatafula nje kahle kahle ayikho nje indaba yethu lapha.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke mbongisi ungathina nakusasa buzana.
Hayi kahle.
So what he's saying is that you know basically he suspects that various societies
are working with hospital. How?
Because when you die,
then
the burial societies get something out of it. So he says,
okay, maybe Dr. Mgwenya will respond to that. Let me just go to a caller. We have Maxwell. Mkoma Maxwell Magadi.
Mkoma Magadi, Nyaguru.
I want to room penny. Murukufona Murugupi.
This is Andrew pa DRC, pa Kolowes.
Okay, could you say good DRC?
Aiwa kune kuchenezvako.
Aiwa zvinofadza. Tiudzewo zvamunofunga pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo.
Nyaya inorwadza kwazvo. Kurwadza kwainika ndekuti izvo uswa anorwa uswa ndounoparara unokuwara. Nzeve dzati kutaura ine hurumende nemana naachiremba. Chokwadi chiri pakati pavava isi hatichizivi chinozikana navo nehurumende nanemadoctors pakati panhuano zvechokwadi asi hurumende inove iri kutonga nyika iri kutonga vanhu iverega vanhu vachifa nemhari kuti zvemadoctors madhimandi akakawandisa handione kuti pakatwasuka ipapo sai hurumende yava netsitsi nekuti izvo irambe iri mupawa iyoita kuti vanhu vaideva kuti vatonge vanhu vavakuda kuti vatonge vararame saka navorega vanhu iva vachiparara nenhaa yekuti zvemadhimandi emadhikta zvakawandisa handione kuti hurumende iri kuziva zvairi kuita.
Saka tingati here hurumende iri kuita maune kana kuti kutokundikana nokuti dzimwe nguva vanenge vachingopo mhosva kuhurumende yakanga iripo kuti isusu dambudziko takaona riripo zvino tine mazuva 200 kana asvika kana kuti 100 aya tiri mukutonga saka hatina zvatati takwanisa kunge tichiita
zvingadaro hazvo kuti hurumende inganenedzere hurumende yekumashure asi kuti hurumende yapo izvozvizvi yakatati yave New Zimbabwe kureva kuti izvo zvakare zvakapfuura. Vatikatarisa vanhu vemiso vyoti ndiva vakarenyatwa havana kuchinja president vatava naye ndiva vamunangagwa vakanga varimo futi muprevious government uyezve tikatarisa motoka dzakapiwa madhishi atipo kana madhishi etinowada vanokosha kurarama kwedu ndofunga motokari idzodzo mari iyoyo tingadi yakashandiswa katinga zvishandisiro zvemachiremba mishonga vari kuda nemagurovhu and so forth ndofunga nyika yedu yaiendera mberi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Maxwell, tichitendawo zvakare nekuramba muchititsigira muri kuDRC.
Ndinoda ndatenda chose nekundipinze pamhepo.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, that's one of our listeners, Mkoma Maxwell, he was calling from DRC. Yeah, he's saying that he thinks that the government is not doing enough, just like all these other callers, except for one caller who said that he suspects that these funeral homes are working with hospitals.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Dr. Ngwenya can respond to
so,
that.
So, Dr. Ngwenya, two issues here. You had a caller. You know, there are some myths at times that when certain things happen, they happen for a reason. And now this guy is claiming that hospitals are working with burial societies so that the people who die, you know, it's like a belt churning out some material for sale or something like that. So they take those bodies and profit out of it. And then secondly, doctor, do you think the government is going to raise money that you need, knowing that the government is broke, almost broke?
For the first caller who suspects that hospitals are working hand in hand with what you call funeral
burial societies.
Yes, burial societies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say to that caller, what happened is that have they ever seen a burial society into the hospital? People are given the choice to choose the particular burial society that they want to work with. Just that when a patient comes and they decide, the doctors are not aware of the particular company that this individual is into. So how can they then be recognizing that society to cause the death of the patient? I find it very degrading that certain individuals think that doctors do not value the lives of the general public with esteem. Because if someone passes on, I can rest assure you that someone who went through medical school and without their ethics has done their very best. And it could have been a case of one, an unavoidable death, and number two, a case of shortage of the particular drug and the medicine, especially this is the particular case that has led to that. Then to go on to the second caller. The second caller has said, in particular, government is doing well with testing, but there is a problem with at the level of the means. I would like to say with this caller to say, at the level of the Ministry of Health and Healthcare and the Health Services Board, what we've realized is that we tabled our issue on the 23rd of January, and today we are on the 3rd. And this is 2 months' time without a proper response. And now they are trying to run around instead of fixing the issues. They are actually trying to achieve the service line of the amount, about the amount that they are getting in the past. So I would say to the first caller, such practice is not expected and would be uncommon of a doctor. And there are really no avenues that actually happen. And to the second caller, yes, we have a problem in our meeting with the health service board because the least they could have done to respond to our people.
And then in terms of the money, is the government going to manage to raise money to pay you? We know that the government doesn't have a lot of money.
We are hoping that the government will go to its coffers as well as back to the 2014 promise. to try and raise the little that they can to then uphold the welfare of doctors, because doctors generally disgrant even the quality of service that is going to be given to our patients or decreased. In terms of the Abuja declaration, finances suppose allocate 15% of the national budget to the health system. So we're hoping that we're moving towards us at a level 86% of the national budget allocated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Mkoma Amos Chitokwani. Magadi.
Yipo, Magadi.
Ayo, watiru wape, nyimuru kufona umuru kupi?
Nyimuru kufona atiku South Africa.
Ayo, wapaka nakatipe uo pfungwa zenyu nguwa za kutanda nisana.
Shua, pfungwa zangu ziripa kutivo, yabanachire mba, waifu wanakutivo wa usiko yisuchema, so wapone ulaku kutivo. Wakati kwa nanguwa ya kuti wa cheme chusuchema sababu wa chito huikuwa na udakuti urumendi ya taiva na yo kari ya iti itana kwa chema chusuchema wana muna ututua mkwa na ukuti ula wana machisi waisa mtrongo.
Mm-hmm. Saka hapa mru? Taurai.
Saka hapa kwezi mwono tunuona so kuti kana wachi resa hawa maproblemu avo vanono kwa kudu wa davira pati ya atuna kutiki vache vishuta kwa kwa davira avoka na wakara mbava kango tika madhiye.
Saka mnufunga uti pane shandu kwa ingawe po ireno utukona uti chemo ish ndesho kubira kuma 2014.
But kwa sume tunona kutiki kuda shandu kwa inga wani kwa nekuda kutivo kwa wane urumende itra. Kubva 2014 paiva nemende yakare saka zvainge zvaita kunge zvaitire nei sakwe zvino tinotarisira ushanduko kubva ogora ikapera kusvika kwe zvino kuti kuda zvingashanduka ende vangakasira kudaviwa.
Hanzi mhinduro yacho yanonoka.
Anga vambotishingirire sevanhu vakuru vane vachambotikatika madziro asi vari kuvarongerawo zvakanaka kuda.
Aiwa, regai tigozonzwa kuti vamwe vanoti chimaita basa zvikuru Mukoma Amos.
Notenda.
Gibson, Mukoma Amos Chitokwani is calling from South Africa. He says the government should listen to the doctors' grievances, but he hopes that since this is a new government, maybe it will honor these grievances or the demands from the doctors. Unlike the previous government of former President Robert Mugabe, he says that was a different kind of government.
Let's read some of the messages that we have on Facebook. We've got Benford Mafubadze, who says, if doctors are given money, what about teachers and other civil servants? A selective review of salaries is never a good idea. It's high time we appreciate that all professionals are the same and very important. And then Liberty Mhlanga says, good evening. Before you do, Liberty Mhlanga. Arnold Teremuka says, all the demands by the doctors are justified. After 5 years of hard work at medical school, no one will feel dignified to be earning a mere $1.50 per hour per pound. For dispensing medicine. So now, I think, Dr. Ngwenya, you heard this guy, Benford, who says, you know, there shouldn't be some selective application of some kind of salary review. So what is your take on that? Just briefly. Dr. Ngwenya?
That there is a public service commission which looks into the welfare of all the other workers and the health services. That is the health that was formed in realizing the peculiarities of the health sector. This means that our hospitals are open 24 hours a day, which means doctors and nurses work during the night and other health workers. So they have to be compensated for that.
Unlike other members who work
from 8 to 4 and are being compensated accordingly.
Thank you so much, Ngwenya. Our time is up. Thank you so much, sir. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Thanks also to all people who are actually listening and viewing us. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye.
Neni, jonga kande miri ndo taiwa, mwene kupera kwe sundo kwa kanaka. Tosangana zvakare mangwana mzvinokwa zve Studio 7. Mwara zvakanaka.